Today's reading is from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 1. Zechariah 9, verse 1. The oracle of the word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach, and Damascus is its resting place. For the Lord has an eye on mankind, and on all the tribes of Israel, and on Hamath also, which borders on it, Tyre and Sidon, though they are very wise. Tyre has built herself a rampart, and heaped up silver like dust, and fine gold like the mud of the streets. But behold, the Lord will strip her of her possessions and strike down her power on the sea, and she shall be devoured by fire. Ashkelon shall see it and be afraid, Gaza too, and shall writhe in anguish, Ekron also, because its hopes are confounded. The king shall perish from Gaza, Ashkelon shall be uninhabited, a mixed people shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of Philistia. I will take away its blood from its mouth, and its abominations from between its teeth. It too shall be a remnant for our God. It shall be like a clan in Judah, and Ekron shall be like the Jebusites. Then I will encamp at my house as a guard, so that none shall march to and fro. No oppressor shall again march over them, for now I see with my own eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. It will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bows shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. For I have bent Judah as my bow, I have made Ephraim its arrow. I will stir up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and wield you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning. The Lord God will sound the trumpet and will march forth in the whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts will protect them, and they shall devour and tread down the slinging stones. And they shall drink and roar as if drunk with wine, and be full like a bowl, drenched like the corners of the altar. On that day the Lord their God will save them as the flock of his people, for like the jewels of a crown they shall shine on his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty! Grain shall make the young men flourish, and new wine the young women. So chapter 9 includes these proclamations of the judgment of God against neighboring states or neighboring nations, and emphasizes the concern that he has to protect his people. And so in verses 1 through 7, there are a number of cities that are mentioned geographically from north to south, with verse 8 depicting the Lord returning to his house, returning to his temple. All of this with the idea of completing peace and security that is discussed in verses 11 through 17. But I think you might notice verse 9 and 10. There may be something in there that seems familiar, such as a king riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. This is referring to the Messiah. It was a prophecy that was fulfilled by Jesus. After you complete this reading for today, I would suggest you might also go read Psalm 72. So after this reference to the Messiah, he discusses God's protection of his people, that he'll bring about peace along with the return of the king to Jerusalem. But many times, discussions of peace are misinterpreted as an idea of, you know, world peace or these types of things, but that's not the peace that really matters. It is peace with God that we should certainly look forward to and desire. For sin puts us at enmity with him and destroys peace with him. It is only by the blood of Jesus that these things are overcome, so that we can have peace with God. But before we close out the reading, let's go back to chapter 9, the beginning again, to these cities that are mentioned. Verses 5 and 6 have these four cities that are mentioned, and this is part of that Philistine Pentapolis, Gaza, Gath, Ekron, Ashkelon, and Ashdod. But one that stands out to me is Tyre. He describes Tyre as heaping up silver like dust, fine gold like mud of the streets. Tyre was a very wealthy city. It was a port city. It was a place where a lot of trade would come through, and they made a lot of money off of it. But geographically, Tyre was like a little island city off of the coast. And because it was just a narrow pathway to the city, they couldn't be sieged like normal cities. And so they had a lot of pride in their wealth and security in the geography. Many thought that they were a city that would be unconquerable. But indeed, Alexander the Great did conquer them. They were descendants of the remnants of the Canaanite people, and they worshipped and conducted themselves just as those people that the Lord had judged unworthy and was throwing out of the promised land. Indeed, Nebuchadnezzar tried to siege Tyre, and he was unable to overtake them. In fact, he tried for 13 years. Basically, Nebuchadnezzar thought that he could starve them out, but he was unsuccessful. Alexander basically comes in and he destroys the old city of Tyre, which is along the mainland, throws the stones into the sea, and makes a pathway for his army to go to the island city. The reason I bring this up is because I've always found it interesting the way that Tyre thought of themselves and the way the world thought of Tyre, that they were just unconquerable, that they could pride themselves in being independent and that they wouldn't bow down to anyone. Yet the Lord prophesies that they would be taken down, and then Alexander the Great carries out the fulfillment of that prophecy. And so verse 4 said, "Behold, the Lord will strip her of her possessions and strike down her power on the sea, and she shall be devoured by fire." And that did happen. Should give us confidence in the prophecies of the Lord, that when the Lord says something, it's as if as it already has been done. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.